here. I don't know what happened. Okay, it like went quiet. It's okay. No worries. You were saying?
What I need to know is what exactly are you guys proposing to do for us? How's it going to work? How much is it going to cost? How soon is it going to take us? How long is it going to take us for us to see results?
Okay. So what I had proposed to you was our Premier Platinum package. Okay.
Right.
What it includes is going to be first page placement there in the local map section on Google, as well as including Google Ads, okay? Because you had mentioned that you target 150 miles, right, around you.
Yes.
So that's how you can target with the Google Ads. Now, we're also going to create content for you on Bing, and then we will submit you to popular directories that are within your area. So, like, you already have a Yelp listing, right? So we're not going to list you there, okay? You have Yelp, but we'll list you on Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are just to name a few of the directories that we'll list you on, but, of course, the most popular ones in your area. Now, we'll make sure as well that your website is attached where we are listing your business. And it's because we want them to see the quality work that you do, and we want them to get to know more about your company, okay? We do include as well the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you the exposure on mobile devices. That would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So the Premier Platinum package, how I offered it to you was at a discounted rate of $549 a month, okay? It comes with a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. Now, it does include as well a $99 one-time setup fee. So to explain it more in depth, your first payment to get started would be $648, and then the following month, on the 20th of May, you would be paying just the $549. Once you've completed your two-month verbal commitment agreement, it'll go automatically each month. It'll automatically be charged the 20th of each month, just $549. That price will never go up on you for as long as you're with us, okay? Now, with the timeline, just so you know, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories, and we're also going to email you your login credentials so that you can log in and start tracking your success with us. We provide you with a customized tracking and reporting system that you're able to access through the client dashboard and see all of your campaigns, view the keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed. You can also track all the calls that you're getting from new customers as well. And then within 7 to 14 days, we're going to have your Google Ads live, okay? With the local map section on the first page, it states it in our terms and conditions, okay, that your business, your profile page that you have will be optimized to the first page, and it'll be there within 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, Neville, that we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen sometimes where it's happened sooner, okay? In your case, it could happen sooner because you already have a profile page. You're already PIN verified on Google. It's a matter of us being added on as managers so that we can optimize it and maintain it on the first page. And remember, with the local listing, that only puts you in your zip code and 20 miles around. So that's why we're running the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days, because that's going to target up to 150-mile radius, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed and processed, right? So you'll receive notifications as each step is being completed, and when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're live in the directory. So we're going to keep you in the loop, and we're consistently managing your account, right?
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay. We do have somebody now that you and I have gone back and forth on this. quite a bit, and I do. I do want to strongly emphasize and express that I'm grateful for being patient with me, okay?
Of course.
I've just had a lot on my plate these last 6 months, but I need to get this business back to where we're supposed to be. We're the most experienced and the most qualified company in 120 miles, and I don't know what I did wrong when I switched websites that our listing dropped down almost to nothing. Now, there's other company that I spoke with last week that I told you we were paying $129 a month.
They
got us back on top with Google, but it ain't enough. We're still missing a lot of work.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why, Nadine.
I'll tell you why, Annabelle, because, and we went over this, I know that you had shared with me that you were spending, you had mentioned like 129 or 150 and within that range.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you why you're not, it's because, remember, and that's why I'm very transparent, when it's the local map section, is going to put you in your zip code and between 20 miles around you, okay? Your book of business is way outside of your local area. So for you to get that business outside of your area, you have to have Google Ads included. Anybody that is charging you $129 a month, they're only getting you in the local map section, in your zip code. That's it. They're not, because Google Ads, I'm going to tell you, Annabelle, Google Ads is more than $129 a month. And especially...
Okay.
For you to target a 150-mile radius, you have to have more money in the Google Ads. And that's why I offered you our Premier Platinum Package. That Premier Platinum Package, I'll tell you, it typically runs $1,098 a month. It is expensive. I'm not even lying. It's expensive, $1,098 a month. And it even comes with a $299 setup fee. I mean, you would almost be paying a little over $1,300. But what I did for you, because of the fact that you've been in business for quite some time, right? I mean, 45 years.
Yes, 45
so
years.
So you're an established business. That's why when I applied that discount, I was able to drop it from $1,098, drop it down to $549 for you. And that setup fee, because you're already PIN verified on Google and you have your own website, is why I knocked off another $200. So your setup fee is only $99, okay? And I'll tell you, I mean, we're more expensive than what you're currently paying now, but you've been paying that for how long now, Navelle?
Since August.
Since August, mind you, that's like what? You figure four, and then now we're in April.
Yeah.
8 or 9 months. Okay, so you're on the first page of Google, but that's not where the book of your business is.
It's not cutting it. I mean, we're getting certain calls, but not the ones that I'm used to getting. I'm going to go ahead and do this today with you, Nadine, okay?
I'm
going to do this today with you, but I want you to strongly, and I mean that in every way I can, to strongly understand something, that I've gone through a lot, and I'm not trying to put my personal stuff out there.
No, of course not.
I've gone through a lot in a divorce. I've gone through a lot in my health.
I know you're raising your daughter.
I'm 12-year-old by myself. And, you know, and I cannot afford for my business to fall down, you know, for whatever reason, okay?
Right.
So I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you not to be like some of these other people I've dealt with, because I'm not good at social media. I'm not good at it. I don't want to be good at it. I want to hire somebody.
You want to focus on your job.
Promise me they're going to do.
You want to focus on your jobs. You don't have time. And listen, this is what it boils down to, right? And that's why I'm very transparent with the timeline. I'm transparent with everything, because I understand, about you and I have had many conversations, and you have shared some things with me. And listen, this is what I hear. You just want, you want the calls, you want the work. I mean, once you got them on the phone, you don't have a problem selling yourself. You're good at what you
do.
Right?
That's right.
But what you're looking for is a company that's going to give you those results. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, Nabelle, any business that we sign up, and I'll give you an insight, our company, Local Splash, doesn't start seeing a profit until a business has been with us for at least 4 or 5 months. So believe me when I tell you that we are going to be maintaining your account, and we are going to do our best to retain you as a longtime client on a monthly basis, okay? Because even if after 2 months you say, I want to cancel, right? There's no cancellation fee. You know, we're still losing money because we don't make a profit until you've been with us at least 4 or 5 months.
I'm not canceling. I mean, if something works for me, you know,
right.
If it ain't broken, I'm not going to fix it, okay? I want something, you know, but I'm tired of getting these people promising all this stuff. And, you know, I don't even have time right now to get all the photos out of my gallery phone, my phone gallery, and to put them on Facebook. One, because I don't know how to do that. You know,
right.
And two, you know, it's, and in the,
it's time
the
consuming.
That we've done, it is.
It's time consuming.
And you know, just in the few moments that you've met me and talked to me, I'm just very, very busy. And because I'm
able
to chase more than I'm used to because it's not coming in through the phone. And I'm like you. You remind me of me when I was younger. You know, I get them on the phone, I'll take it from there, you know, and I'll get the results. But I got to get them on the phone, and that's not happening now.
And you know, and bottom line, I mean, and this is, again, what it comes down to, right, is that you're just looking for someone to, you know, give me the results that I need, right? I need those results. I need those results. And that's, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? The other option that I was going to tell you, okay, and actually, I mean, it's an option for you, something to think about, okay? We do offer, are you familiar with Facebook ads? Have you ever seen Facebook ads?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll explain it. If you've ever been on Facebook, right, you know, you'll see these ads pop up, right? It could have been maybe when you did a search on something, right? And now you'll get Facebook ad popping up. Okay.
Right.
So Facebook ads is another way to target a large audience. Okay. The way that they work is if someone's on Facebook searching for your services, they're within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad pop up both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. Okay. However, with the Facebook ads, just keep this in mind, it only targets a 50-mile radius. However, the more that your Facebook ad appears, the more relevant it's going to be to potential clients. We make them unique, Nabelle, where that Facebook ad, we could target an audience by interest, income levels, or by location. When they click on that Facebook ad, they're calling you directly. And I'll even share my own experience. You know, and I told you this, my husband does dialysis, right? And I was looking for, I'm good with numbers, but I could not remember the phone number for the life of me because I had to change his appointment. And so I just went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me. It doesn't matter if I'm on my desktop. It doesn't matter if I'm on, you know, looking at Facebook on my iPhone. I'm getting this Fresenius Kidney Care ads. I mean, my sister-in-law just the other day, and she was like, I think my phone's bugged, and I could not stop laughing. She goes, I think they hacked it. And I'm like, no, Michelle. She was looking up menopause symptoms. And now she gets all these ads on menopause. And I said, no, called marketing.
I know what you're talking about.
I go, it's called marketing. It's because you were looking it up. And so what they're doing is they're targeting anybody who's looking up menopause symptoms, right? So now this ad comes up all the time. And I said, it's how they market. They're targeting anyone who's searching by that interest, by symptoms, right? And she goes, oh, my gosh, I thought my phone got hacked. And I said, no, it's all part of marketing. That's how it works, right? Even if you didn't do the Facebook ads now, always keep in mind, Nabelle, it's always an option for you at any time if you wanted to add in the Facebook ads. If you did go with the Facebook ads, it would be an additional $100, just so you know, for future reference, okay? even if it's something you didn't do now. If you did it today, then you would actually be looking then at an additional $100. So it would, in fact, then make your monthly payment a little higher, right? Again, it's always an option for you, okay, at any time. So then you would be looking at $649 a month. And then, of course, the first payment, you know, would be just a little higher.
Okay. But I can always add it once.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If a couple of months later you want to add it, absolutely, at any time. You know, just know that that option is always there for you. Okay?
Okay. 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 So, just to go over everything real quick. So you're going to initiate it. You're going to get us.
Yes.
And you're going to monitor our Google
yes.
ads, make sure that we're on top. For some reason, when I, you know, and I had two other people working with me last night on our website, looking at our website, looking at our Google, and we only had three reviews on there. And I
on what?
Believe that because I know
on your Google?
Last month we were looking at it and we had something like 15 or 20.
They said on your Google?
Yes.
No, you have 13 reviews. And I'm going to tell you something. Your reviews, once they're there, they don't go away. So if they told you you had three, that's not true. You have 13 Google reviews and you're at a 4.1 rating, star rating, 4.1 out of 5. So I don't know where they got that you have three. I see on Facebook you have 5 out of 5. I mean, you have 5 reviews. It looks like on Facebook. Let me take a look. I'll tell you on your Facebook page. But on Google, that's not true. You have 13 reviews. I'm looking at it right now. And those reviews don't go away. They don't drop. They don't, like, no one can erase them. Those reviews are always going to be there. On your Facebook.
What can we do to get those up to 5 stars?
Yeah. Great question. So we can provide you like a little URL and you can send it out to any clients that you've had in the past. Ask them to go on there and just click on it and leave you a review. It only takes them like about a minute. It's super simple and we recommend that you ask anybody that you do a job for, you tell them, hey, do you mind leaving me a review? You've been in business this long. I mean, yeah. Reviews are helpful. I'm not going to say that they're not, but we can also provide you like a little tiny URL that you could send, you know, to anybody in an email and just say, hey, do you mind leaving me a review? I always recommend that. Any job that you do, even when I used to do catering, I used to tell them, hey, do me a favor. Can you leave me a review, an honest review? And you'd be surprised how many people are really, you know, they're not opposed to doing it. Okay.
Okay.
So it takes about 10 or 15 minutes for us to set up the account. And then, Neval, this I want to stress is super important. We set up what's called a client interview, and it is with one of our technicians. We're going to have a team dedicated to your account, okay? They're going to be monitoring your account. They're going to be maintaining it. It's a team of them. Now, the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, but we'll make it at a time that is convenient for you. In the client interview, it could take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? Because in the client interview, they're going to verify the information that you and I went over, company name, phone number. We want to make sure everything's listed correctly. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas that we're targeting. So they're going to go over way more in detail. So the sooner we get you through that client interview, the sooner we're getting work going.
Okay.
So, Neval, you spell your name N-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L, right?
That is correct.
Garcia is your last name, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then I have the best email for you is NevalGarcia@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the phone number, the best number for us to contact you on, Neval, would it be your cell phone, the 512-750-3790?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
That's correct.
Okay, and then now the company phone number that should be reading is 512-243-0274. Should that be the phone number listed? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then now the company name, the way that I see it reading is capital AUS with a hyphen and then TEX,
yes.
Capital TEX, sandblasting, the word and then coatings. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And
now,
you can use the symbol and if you want. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, well, you know what? I see on Google it has the and symbol, so I say let's keep it
okay.
consistent like that because we
okay,
want to make sure
fine.
It's across the board the same. Okay. Now, I also see on your Google profile page there's an address, 11509 FM 812 Del Valle, Texas 78617. Is that an office or is that like a home office?
No, this is our home office here. This is our office.
Okay. So is this an office that people come to?
Yes.
Do you want that address to show is what I'm getting at? Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure. Okay. And then I got your website here. Oh, wow. Good job. Okay. So let me make sure the website's attached just so that way we attach it everywhere. Okay. Now for the payment, Nabel, for the payment that you're making today, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name? Does it have both?
It's my name and it's got the business name on there.
How does your name read on there?
It reads Hubert Nabel Garcia.
Okay. How do you spell your first name?
My first name is actually Nabel, N-A-B-E-L, but on the card they put Hubert, H-U-B-E-R-T.
H-U-B-E-R-T, and then Nabel, they have, T like Tom, right? Hubert?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then Nabel,
N-A-B.
Okay. And then Garcia.
Yes.
Okay. But you go by Nabel, right? So I'll make sure to notate it like that. Okay.
Yes.
And then what's the billing address for that card?
It's the same.
The same. Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? MasterCard.
MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 5572-4500-3542-3340.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. 5572-4500-3542-3340, correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. And when does it expire?
0724.
07, July of the year 24. What's the CVV code on the back?
781.
781. Okay. I'm not going to charge the card yet. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to send you right now, I'm going to send you two text messages. The first text message that I'm sending you, Nabel, I'm going to actually send it to your cell phone and you'll be receiving them in emails as well. Okay.
Okay.
So the first text message that I'm sending is going to have the number to our customer service. We're here Monday through Friday, okay? Anytime you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, an update, you will contact customer service, okay? And I'm also okay. going to send you a second text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. I know you get really busy, but I want you to get familiar with how you go in to your reports and track your success with us, okay? It's pretty simple. It's nothing too complicated, I promise you, all right?
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
And then before I even process your payment, Nabel, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It is for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well, like I mentioned, that we'll send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does this mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that before we even process your payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. And you said that the card number has the company name. Is it, how is the company name? How does it read on there? Just Austec Sandblasting or is it all of it?
Austec Sandblasting. AUS-TEX Sandblasting.
Okay. I know sometimes the cards don't fit all of it. Is sandblasting one word on there? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Austec, AUS/TEX Sandblasting and Coatings.
Please, you want the ink at the end of that so I can ensure because I didn't see it on the Google. Okay, so let me add that one on there.
Yeah.
Ink. Okay, so we'll make sure, so the way that you are saying it should read on Google is Austec Sandblasting, the and symbol, Coatings, Inc., correct?
Yes.
That's how it should
correct.
Read. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Neville Hubert Garcia. And I am sole owner, 100%, and president of the company.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am the only one that's authorized.
And you are an, okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And just be aware that if you get a call from someone, right, trying to sell you another product, they are not related to our company. Neville, we will never call you for more money. All you need to tell them is, I'm already working with a company, thank you, and don't entertain the phone call. Just disconnect. We'll never call you to get more money from you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And I still want to explain this to you. Okay. So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. We are saying that before you do, give us a call and run it by us so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. Neville, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to.
And that's exactly what I want to hear. That's what I want. When you say management, you're going to manage our social media. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to be getting those calls. There's too many of them out there and only one of me. So that's
exactly. And if anyone calls you, you just tell them, listen, I'm already working with a company and disconnect. You don't have to entertain that phone call. Okay. And anyone calls you, you know, and let's just say you felt like, oh, maybe I might want to do this. Call us anyways before you even sign up because we'll tell you, hey, we're already providing you that service, Neville. Okay. So we don't want you spending more money outside of what we're already doing. if we're already, because one, it would cost you more money, and two, it could hurt what we're doing. Okay? So just let us know. We'll keep you in the loop, all right? Now, okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 20th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $648. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your second payment will be charged on May 20th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $549. When the term is completed, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the discounted amount of $549. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'll be updating the package, Neville, and then I'm going to be processing the payment. You'll be receiving an email as well as a text message with a copy of your receipt, okay, in the next couple of minutes. And then what I'm going to take a look at right now is I want to look at the schedule to schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for today, or do you prefer tomorrow? I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning.
9:30. Let me see. And I know you're 2 hours ahead of us because you're in Central Time, right?
Right.
Okay. So let me take a look at what I have on the calendar first, because these appointments get filled up so fast, and I want to make sure I got yours first before anyone else snags that time. So let's see. Where's my calendar? And then we're just going to go over some notes that are going to be basic notes for the technician. Just so they know where to start from, okay? And I know you said 7:30, right? Is a good time for you, or 9:30 for you tomorrow,
9:30.
Correct?
Yeah.
For us, it's 7:30. Ay. How was your Easter, by the way? I didn't even get to ask you. How was your resurrection day?
It was good. It was also my mom's birthday.
Aw, God bless her.
Celebration. She turned 85, but
she's good. No way.
She's healthy.
Oh,
you know,
praise God.
You know, we're all honored to be there with her, and just had a really wonderful time. And you know, we have
that
two
is
small
so awesome.
Ones. And we have a 10-month-old Jacob, and then we have a 2-year-old. So that was the only Easter egg. Everybody else is grown up. Nobody wants Easter baskets anymore. You know,
right.
But you know, it's still fun to watch them, and it's still beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. I know,
there.
You know, it was good. You know, my daughter did, she actually did her confirmation, during the Easter vigil. So I went to that. The mass was like 2.5 hours long because there was people that were actually committing, and they were doing their, they were getting baptized, some of them, and some of them were also doing their confirmation. So both. I'm going to tell you, it was a beautiful mass. I honestly, in all the years, I don't ever remember going to the Easter vigil. I would watch it on TV with my grandma, but I don't ever remember going to an actual Easter vigil. And then Sunday, my husband and I, we went to our church. You know, I kind of do both, but I get fed in a Christian church. And so we went to church on Sunday, and oh my gosh, it was awesome. So I got a lot of Jesus in me this weekend.
Well, I went to do jail ministry, on Saturday, and,
oh.
And I I came across this thing, and I shared it with the guys that I went there with, and it was unbelievable.
Really?
It was, I was telling them that, and I'll tell you real quick, because I know you're busy, but
I have to
share this with you. There was a tour guide in the museum, and he had a group of about eight people, and he comes across this, this painting, and this is a true story, actually.
Okay.
He comes across a big painting, and in the painting, there's a man with both hands on his head, very frustrated, and he's trying to chess with Satan.
Oh, wow.
And there's an angel watching both of them. There's an angel up on top watching both of them, but the human being, the man, is very frustrated. He has both hands on his head, and Satan is laughing, and there's only, and the picture's called Checkmate, okay? And there's only one move left for the human being, okay? One move left. And so this guy's walking by, this man's walking by, and he's sitting there, and he's looking at the painting, and he's looking at the painting, so the tour guide goes, "Sir, we're getting ready to move to the next painting. Are you with this group?" And he goes, no, I'm not with your group, but I'm just very intrigued by this painting, and I'm sharing this message." And he goes, okay. He goes, and why do you find it very intriguing? He goes, "Well, I'm a renowned, world-famous chess player. I'm one of the best in the world. And this painting just got me very, very, I'm very intrigued by it. It's very interesting, the message that this painting sends." So the whole group of people turn around and they look at him. He goes, and why is that? He goes, "Well, in looking at the painting, you can see that the man, the human being, is very frustrated and playing chess against Satan."
Oh my gosh.
He goes, "What's so beautiful about this painting that most people probably don't see, because they're not chess players, but like I said, I'm a world famous chess player. I see that there's still one move left."
Oh, wow.
"Chessboard. And if you look at that chessboard, the one move that he has left, the one thing he's got left is the king." He still has his king there.
Yeah.
One more move for that king to make. And I just,
oh my gosh.
That's our
Amen.
God.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Our God right there. That man's got one more move, but it's his king that's going to make that move. And I just said, whoa.
Whoa.
So I shared that with the guys, and it was just amazing. It's just praise God.
That
praise
is an
God.
Awesome story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
awesome
the
story.
People just went, the group that was listening said, "Oh my God, I didn't see that message." And it took a chess player to recognize the painting that man might have been frustrated, but little did he know the one move he had left was our king, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, it was Jesus. So yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Nabil, I think I might have put your card number wrong. Do you mind going over it with me again? When I tried to process it, it said it was invalid, so I might have put in a wrong number, and so it wipes out the card.
Okay. I'm having trouble reading the card too, because it's real wore out. But I think it's 5572 45 00 3542, and I think it's 3340.
Okay.
Try that.
Okay. Let me see.
If not, I got a copy of it in the office, and I'll go see if I got a copy of it.
Okay. Let me try it, and then I know it's July of 24, and 781 is on the back, right?
Yeah, all that I can read, but there's two numbers I'm having real trouble. I'm having a hard time reading.
You're like me with my card. You know what my husband tells me? You're using it too much.
Out.
Yeah, my husband. Yeah, it might be those two numbers might be wrong. I'll stay on the phone with you. You want to check?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me get this. I think I got a copy of this card. Hold on.
No worries. Take your time. What are your hours of operation?
We're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4:30, and on Saturday from 8 to 12.
7 to 4 and Saturday, 8 to 12. Okay.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me walk
you
through real quick. No
worries. Take your time.
But, you know, I have my phone with me 24 hours a day, so mm-hmm. I'm always available in case someone needs to get a hold of me.
Yeah, yeah. But I just kind of wanted to give them an idea of your, you know, hours of operation.
You this part, I can't read all these numbers. Or do you know them? Yeah. Okay, let's go. It's going to be 5572.
5572.
4506.
Okay.
542.
Uh-huh.
3340.
Oh, 4506, you said, right?
Yes, 4506.
Okay, you said, go ahead, start from the beginning. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's going to be 5572.
Mm-hmm.
4506.
Okay.
3542.
Okay.
3340. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay. All right. Let's try that. Now, I also already sent you an email for your client interview. So tomorrow, they will call you from an 877 number, and they're going to call you between 9 and 10 o'clock. I'm going to ask them if they can call you closer to 9:30, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, and then we will also send you a notification an hour before your interview just to kind of send you that friendly reminder that it's coming up in an hour, okay? And then I know you're licensed and insured, right? It's not required, but I just always ask. Neville, you still there? Hello? Neville? Okay, you still there? I'm here. I was asking, are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just always ask.
Yes, we are.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal? What are your forms of payments? Hello? You there, Neville?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What were your forms of payments that you accept?
We accept, we do accept credit cards and checks.
Do you do Zelle?
And we do not.
Okay. What about Venmo or PayPal?
We do not. Most people that we deal with will either pay
credit card and
check. Their stuff. Yes.
Okay.
Check. That's good enough for me.
Okay, and this might be a silly question, but I kind of want to give them a general idea of the services, right? And then they're going to go over more in depth with you. So what are some of the services you want me to list?
Some of the what?
The services. Your services.
Okay, the services that we provide here, we provide abrasive cleaning.
Abrasive cleaning.
Of all types of media.
Okay.
Okay. And if you want to put in parentheses, you can put like walnut shell, glass bead, and then silica sand.
Okay.
We provide high performance coatings.
Okay.
We provide inspections and consultations.
Inspection and consultation. Okay.
Yes. We provide minimal welding.
Okay.
We provide concrete coating, staining.
Oh.
And coating application.
Concrete coating, staining, and concrete applications?
Yes.
Okay.
We provide all types of painting applications to water and wastewater treatment plants.
Okay.
We provide
graffiti removal.
Okay.
We provide high pressure and steam cleaning.
Okay. Awesome. And that's
and
for residential and commercial, right?
Commercial and industrial.
Commercial and industrial. Okay, that's what I wanted
yes.
to confirm. This is a
and,
good start.
Okay.
And one more? Did you have one more you wanted to add?
Yes, one more. That we do have a 5-acre yard for heavy equipment,
uh-huh.
auto, truck, and trailer restoration.
For heavy equipment,
auto,
truck,
and trailer restoration.
And trailer restoration. Okay, beautiful. And then, so just so you know, in your client interview, right, so you're going to have to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google. If you're not
okay.
sure on how to do it, don't worry. They will walk you through it. Okay. And
I don't know how to do that. So yeah,
that's okay. They'll definitely walk you through it. And just remember, it could take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer for that client interview, but the sooner you get through that, the quicker we're moving. Okay.
Okay.
The last
yeah.
thing I want to go over with you, Neville, is we sent the email and we also sent you your receipt to a text message to your phone. If you
okay,
could take
I
a look
it.
At it. Okay. It says initial invoice. When you open it up, it'll say, Dear Hubert Neville Garcia, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below that email. And then you'll see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Okay.
Click on where it says, click here.
Yes, I do.
Okay, click on that where it says, click here. And now it's going to take you to a page, Neville, where it says, Local Splash at the very top, Terms of Experience, right? You're on that page?
Right.
Okay. Do me a favor, scroll all the way to the very bottom of the page. It's going to ask you to sign your name, but before you do that, right above that, there's a little box to the left, and then right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct. So by you clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on that card that you provided for the payment. So click on the box.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
I did something wrong. No, I'm still
okay,
on
what happened?
Username and password.
Oh, you already did all that. Oh, let me find out.
Well, I don't know.
You type in your name? Did you type in your name?
No, I haven't done anything. It's just,
oh, okay. Okay, do me a favor. Hit your back button to go back.
Okay.
I was like, did you already write your name? No worries. So when you are you back on the Local Splash Terms of Experience page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's the
I
signature
am.
Box, right? You see where it says sign? It'll have your name and it says sign. You still there?
I'm looking for
okay.
It's going a little slow for me.
It's okay. No worries. Take your time.
It's not pulling it up again.
Okay. Go ahead and exit out of all that and start from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I've got two emails. It says, welcome to Local Splash. And then it says, welcome, Local Splash initial invoice.
That one. Initial invoice. Go to that email.
Okay. This is click here.
Yes. You'll click on that. And then it's going to take you to the page.
The very bottom.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay,
see where the signature is? Before you do the signature, though, click on the little box right above it to the left that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder.
Okay, I did.
Okay, and then in the signature box, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. So you'll put Hubert, Navelle, right. Garcia. Make sure you put spaces in between your names. Not all together as one word. What I mean?
Right.
And then when you do that, then you'll click where it says confirm signature. You don't need to put the date, Navelle, because it's already there. Okay? When you do that, let me know, because the next thing that you should see is it should be asking you for a username and a password.
Okay, I did all that, and then it says in red, please accept the terms by checking off the above checkbox.
And you check the little box, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. So now I'm back here, the username.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see this. You're good. I wanted you to see this. So this is why I want you to watch that video, okay, that link that
okay.
I sent you, because this is where you'll go in, Navelle, and track your reports with us, your success. This is how you're going to go in and see all the keywords you're listed for. You know, you can see all your listings. You can see where they performed the location of the search. So this is how you're going to track your success. Okay, all the calls that you're getting, you can view in here. Right now, we don't have your username and password yet, because when you have your client interview, they're going to be working on that as well. So in 5 to 7 days, you'll receive an additional email with this link, your username and your password. Okay?
Okay.
So remember, the timeline, 7 to 14 days, we're going to have your Google Ads up and running. 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all the popular directories, and you'll also have your login credentials for your client dashboard to see your reports and start tracking your success. And then remember, with a local listing, it can take between 30 to 45 days. But as I mentioned, in your case, it might happen sooner because you already have the profile page. It's just adding us on as managers so that way we can optimize it and maintain it on the first page. So, you know, again, they'll go over all of this with you. In your client interview, they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, and going over more in detail, okay?
Okay.
And save your receipt for your tax purposes. I always like to remind everybody, remember, marketing is a write-off. For your client interview, Navelle, they're going to call you on your cell phone, okay? The business number, they're not going to call because, I mean, that's for the business, right? Unless if you wanted us to call that number. But if you don't answer the cell phone, I mean, they'll keep trying before they end up rescheduling. But we'll send you that friendly reminder hour before.
I will be ready for it. I want to get this. This is a priority for me. You call.
Absolutely.
At a perfect time. When they called last Friday and they called yesterday, it was at a good time.
Awesome. I'm glad.
On top of my list to get it done. You know that. I just needed to set
the
time aside.
Yeah, I know.
I
completely understand. Of course. So now the other company, right? Make sure you cancel with them. Make sure you cancel with them.
I'm going to go back to the office, tell Kelly to give them a call or give me the number. I'm going to
cancel
them immediately.
Cancel it. And you're not on a contract with them, right? Because they've only been charging you monthly. Okay, yeah, cancel them ASAP, okay? And you don't have to go into depth with them. Just tell them we're canceling, you know, we're discontinuing, and that's it.
Okay. So,
all right, Navelle.
Please keep in touch. It's been a pleasure.
I will.
And a blessing.
Me
talking
too.
To you.
Absolutely.
My prayers are for you, your family, for your husband.
Likewise.
Thank him.
Absolutely, Navelle. Thank you. You know what? I appreciate that so much. And Navelle, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. Okay? We're here to assist you in any way. You have a very blessed day, all right?
Oh, well, you do the same, Adine. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.